love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
This is Marilyn York, and it's Valentine's Eve. You're listening to the Marilyn York Show. Let's start out with our call number, people. It's 823-1920. Today is a great day to call because we are running our first contest. And on our first contest, we are giving away something fabulous, not a piece of crap. So you actually should call in with your stories. Your best story of your worst Valentine's Day present given or received. That's right. To you dorks out there that give bad gifts, we're actually going to reward you with a good gift. In case you suck this year, tomorrow is Valentine's Day, okay? Guys, wake up. Tomorrow. Raley's is almost out of flowers, so you may have to go to Walmart. Costco also has flowers, so seriously. I'm giving away a $100 facial with a wonderful esthetician. I know this because she makes my face. That's right, mine look like a baby's bottom. She's my esthetician, and she works for Dr. Keener, who is a plastic surgeon in town. Her name's Angela Brunelli. She's gorgeous, so if she can make me look half as good as her, I'm thrilled. It hasn't worked yet, but anyway, again, looks good. The benefits of going to a plastic surgeon's office should have been covered in last week's show, but in addition, she can do all kinds of good stuff like microdermabrasion to make you look young and all the things you cannot get at a normal spa. So $100 gift certificate. If you guys call today before the last break, or just after the last break, rather, we'll announce the winner. So call with your favorite stories, 823-1920, about the worst Valentine's present you've ever gotten or given, either of you, and then you can get a good present from me that you can either give to your lady or take if you're a lady calling in instead of waiting for your man to wake up. So 823-1920, call whenever you guys want. You can talk about any subject. I tend to have ADD and babble and go off on different tangents, but that doesn't mean I have any issue jumping back to a former subject or a new subject. So for those listeners who are not regulars or are now on the air, just call about anything and also participate in the contest. I am now on Facebook. I finally succumbed to the darkness, and I'm actually kind of addicted to day number three. But it looks like we can TiVo our shows, basically, and you guys can podcast them should you have lives and be skiing today or doing something else. So feel free to download those. I'm also on Twitter. So you can follow Marilyn York Show on Twitter, or SH bleep bleep, my attorney says, is another one that I'm doing as well. And so I'm on there, but I am less FCC compliant on Twitter because no one's stopping me. So it's dirtier. I'm not kidding. So don't tell your kids about it. I'd like to thank the RGJ, Reno Gazette Journal, for doing an article yesterday on the Marilyn York Show, and most importantly, not putting a terrible photo of me in the paper. I was concerned that I'd look like a washed up porn star with my mouth gaping open in the photo because they were in fact taking action shots while I was in the studio. And so thank you to Victor for a nice article, and most importantly, the photographer for not humiliating me with my big gaping mouth. Okay, so let's do Valentine's Day today, guys. 823-1920, history of Valentine's Day. I'm going to go through first the fun stuff, and we're going to talk about the good, the bad, and the ugly with the holiday. And I do mean ugly. Some tips for you guys, some good stories to go along with the contest. I'll be outing myself, although I cannot win the gift certificate. So if you guys don't call in, it's going to somebody around here. All right. The Saint Valentine's holiday was named after a saint. Surprise, surprise. Apparently, it was most likely a priest who served during the 3rd century in Rome. When Emperor Claudius II decided that single men made better soldiers than those with wives and families, he outlawed marriage for young men. This kind of gives me a side tangent. I had a boyfriend that was really into horse racing once, and he told me that horses that race don't get to have sex. Apparently, once a male horse has sex, he's no longer race worthy because he's too distracted, particularly if he's running with women. So this is a sad, sad thing about men in the universe. If horses are anything to say about you guys, once you do it, it's over. Although I've known plenty that didn't do it, that were quite obsessed with the thought of doing it. So anyway, I think that Emperor Claudius II might have actually been a hero and smart. But Valentine, realizing the injustice of the decree, thank you, Valentine, for making me as a divorce attorney busier, defied Claudius and continued to perform marriages for young lovers in secret. So he was imprisoned and put to death on February 14th, 270 AD. Isn't that a lovely tale? So we're all celebrating the day that the love patron saint was killed. Apparently, St. Valentine is said to have sent his first Valentine greeting himself, however. While he was in prison, he is believed to have fallen in love with the jailer's blonde daughter. So this guy's hideous, okay? Apparently, he's an ugly priest. And I guess priests are allowed to fall in love, clearly not have sex. He was in prison, so I'm thinking that wasn't going on. Anyway, she was a young girl who visited him during his confinement, and it is believed that he's responsible for giving her back her eyesight. Okay, a totally different tangent. Before his execution, he sent her a letter, which he signed, "From Your Valentine," an expression that's still used today. So apparently that is where the Valentine tradition comes about. And there's a bunch of Valentine traditions that we're going to talk about. But first, we're going to talk to Debbie and see if Debbie would like to participate in our contest. Debbie, do you have any good stories about bad Valentine gifts you've received or given? Sometimes girls are guilty, but usually not.
Of course I do, Marilyn. Oh, my gosh.
What's your story, Debbie? How bad was the gift?
It was a romantic night. My husband that I had been with for 8 years, and we had dated, you know, for a good 4 before that, had a total of 12 years wasted of my life, basically, proceeded to tell me that he had the best Valentine's Day gift for me, total night planned, everything. Little did he know, I had my own plan for him. I left work early one day, and I went and bought brand new lingerie, red sexy panties and bra and everything, and I went and bought flower petals, like rose petals, and I came home. It was quiet in the house. There was no cars in the garage, nothing. Came home and I could hear like a sound, kind of like rustling. Couldn't figure out exactly what it was. So I had my bags of goodies in hand, totally ready to like make our bedroom look all beautiful. Me in my red sexy lingerie on our bed, just ready for him for when he came home. So I'm hearing this noise and I'm like, okay, well, whatever it is. I have my bag of goodies in hand and I walk upstairs, and little do I know, when I come into our bedroom, he not only has already started his night, but he started his night with my mother.
Oh, Debbie, you definitely could be a winner. If we could top that story, it's a sick and wrong kind of day. That's I hope that wasn't planned. Did you come home earlier than expected?
I did, yes. Oh,
okay.
Of course. Yeah,
yeah, that's always a bad idea.
Not only that, but it gets even worse.
Oh, God. Can we say it on the air?
Oh, God. Not only that, but my mother became pregnant with his child, or children.
Well, with your sister or brother, apparently. That's some sick stuff.
They ended up having triplets.
Is that Jerry Springer time?
Yo, you total
double WD. Wide, double
total.
Wide loving.
Yep.
Oh, Debbie.
I can laugh about it now, but you know, it is what it is.
You definitely need to hold the line and give your phone number so that you can provide that information with us for the contest, because I don't know who's going to be able to top that. There's your standard, people. If you're listening, try and top that as your Valentine's present. Try and top that.
Bye, Marilyn. Thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Okay, so some more Valentine's traditions, and it's hard to go back to a calmer subject after having a double wide inserted into the conversation, but I'm going to make an attempt. So apparently hundreds of years ago in England, many children dressed up as adults on Valentine's Day, which is so creepy in and of itself. This was a tradition. And worse yet, they got all American Idol on us and went singing from home to home. And the verse they sang was, "Good morning to you, Valentine. Curl your locks as I do mine, 2 before and 3 behind. Good morning to you, Valentine." I'm not going to sing it because this is not an American Idol bad tryout. But seriously, no wonder kids are having sex younger and younger. Dressing like adults on Valentine's Day? Creepy. Okay. There are worse things going on out there because apparently in some countries, a young woman may receive a gift of clothing from a young man. If she keeps the gift, it means she'll marry him. That totally pisses me off because I'm thinking, what if I got like a really sweet name brand like Prada sweater from someone and I didn't want to marry him, but I definitely wanted the sweater? Although, in my case, I tend to marry people just for a couple years, so I could probably take one for a Prada sweater and just flip that divorce. Or I could do it for you. Okay, so then the last one that's of interest to me is some people used to believe that if a woman saw a robin flying overhead on Valentine's Day, it meant she would marry a sailor. If she saw a sparrow, she would marry a poor man and somehow be very happy with that. If she saw a goldfinch, she would marry a millionaire. I'm wondering what happens if she sees a vulture on Valentine's Day, because I'm thinking that should have been a clue to me before. So those are the traditions that are of interest to me. I'm going to talk about something more interesting. Let's talk about the difference between love, lust, and obsession. And in the meantime, we're going to talk to Chip, and see if perhaps he wants to participate in the Valentine's Day competition for the big gift certificate for the $100 facial. Chip, you got a story that can top the last trailer story. You wow me. Do it.
I don't have a hope in beating that one.
That one's pretty bad, eh?
That she wins. She gets my vote. But I went all out. For my wife, I ordered a limo. I got us a room up at the lake.
Nice.
Dinner reservations, everything. Everything was all set up. And I fell out a window at work.
What were you doing at work falling out of a window, Chip? Were you scoping on some, like, hottie down the street?
Because
that's karma.
No, I don't. You know, that's what she said, too.
Nice.
No, I had the concrete guys came in, and they poured concrete around the entire house. I couldn't walk into the house, so they left the window open for me.
That's
well, in the process,
random.
I slipped, fell out, broke my shoulder.
Oh.
And on top of everything else, to make it even worse.
It gets worse? You might be in the competition, Chip.
Nah,
I'm not going to lie.
No. It was our wedding day. Not our wedding day, but it was our anniversary on Valentine's Day.
Oh.
But here, everything's set up for her, and she's like, you're going to be on time. And I said, oh, yeah, I'll be right back. You know, don't worry about it. I'll be back by 5. Yeah, well, I called her at 4 o'clock, let her know I was in the emergency room with a broken shoulder.
Did you get your money back from the limo? Because let's talk about the limo.
No, I only reserved it. Yeah, yeah,
okay,
I never forked anything out. She got the flowers.
Nice.
I didn't get to go out to dinner.
There's no nookie happening to his shoulder badness that day.
Yeah, it took
too
about
many
2 weeks.
Drugs.
It took about 2 weeks for that one.
Oh,
but,
Chip.
Now, that gal ahead of me, man, she wins flat out.
I don't
she
know,
wins.
Chip. That's pretty good. I want you to hold the line. Let's get your number because we don't know. We're gonna confer at the final break to decide who wins. So hold the line, please, and give your number.
You got it.
So love, lust, and obsession. Love, apparently, according to Yahoo Answers, a very reliable source, is what you feel for family, mother, sister, children. Like, really? I thought I loved my husband, but okay. That no matter what wrong you do, you forgive, and then no matter what they decide, you will back them and be in their lives. Okay, whatever. That's boring. Obsession is when you want something because you feel you need it and not because it's right for you. I've been obsessed with decent people, I think. Lust is what you feel for most of the people in your life when you have desire and all you do is think about them naked and all over you. All right. Okay. So that's the definition. And when we get back from the break, which we're going to give to our sponsors, we're going to take some more calls. You're listening to the Marilyn York Show, 823-1920. Call in on the break and hold to receive a potential $100 facial with your best story of your worst gift given or received.
Free beer and hot wings for lunch. Weekdays at noon at 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this, and you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
It's your biggest chance of the new year to make the deal of a lifetime during the one and only Reno Mazda repossession sale for 5 days only through Monday, February 15th. Over 200 sacrifice vehicles, including dealer repos, will be sold. No reasonable offers refused. Besides zero down on used, zero interest on used. You'll find payments as low as $88 per month. Prices from just $28.88. Used cars, trucks, SUVs, 4x4s, vans. Everything in our huge inventory is included. The Reno Mazda Kia repossession sale. 5 days only. Featuring dealer repossession for dimes on the dollar. Payments from just $88 per month and prices from just $28.88.
I want to see you at Reno Mazda Kia.
Located at 9475 South Virginia, near exit 61 off 395.
0% for 24 months OAC. $10,000 max balance to finance. Taxes, fees, and dock not included. Repo VIN numbers. Or FOYR12D64TM05077. 1YPGF22C52526692. 98 Ford Expedition stock number. P10680. Vehicle subject to prior sale.
Reagan. O'Reilly!
O'Reilly!
Your
car or truck may be keeping a dirty little secret. If you haven't checked the oil lately, dirt and contaminants could already be shortening your vehicle's life. Operating your vehicle with low motor oil levels or dirty oil will eventually cause major damage to your engine and your checkbook. It only takes a few minutes once a month to check your engine oil level. And when you need a top off between oil changes, stop by any Craigen O'Reilly Auto Parts store. We'll have the brands you need at a price that will save you money.
Increase your engine's life by changing the oil every 3,000 miles. Stop by your local Craigen O'Reilly store to buy 5 quarts of O'Reilly conventional motor oil for just $1.99 a quart. Keep your engine clean and lubricated. Get O'Reilly motor oil for just $1.99 a quart. Only at Craigen O'Reilly Auto Parts, the official auto parts store of NASCAR. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly, Craigen, O'Reilly, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Alone, our reach is limited. No matter how great our intentions, on our own, we can only stretch so far. But at Rotary, we believe the right group of people working together can make our communities, our world, a better place. Rotary, humanity in motion.
The Buzz, on air and online. Go to KBZZ.com. Designed and maintained by Global Studio for 1270 The Buzz.
Okay, you're back on the Marilyn York Show, and again, it's Valentine's Eve, and we are doing a competition, people. We have two more breaks, and at the third break, we're going to announce the winner, and we've had two callers so far participate, and the competition, again, is call in with your worst story of your, or your best story, hopefully, of your worst Valentine's gift given or received, and enter a chance to win a $100 facial so you can give a better gift this time, you guys, seriously. We're talking about Valentine's Day, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and I do mean ugly. So we're about to embark in the good. Okay, you guys, this is my best tip. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. So seriously, you guys need to ask out single chicks, because Valentine's Day without a man is like worse than prom. You can totally upgrade in your looks category and land a hottie, because a chick wants a date, even if he's a growler, just because she needs to have a date, especially the hot chicks. The hotter the chick, the more embarrassed she is that she doesn't have a date. So you definitely, definitely don't want to waste this, you guys. This is better than like Wedding Crashers, the movie, and landing chicks at weddings. I'm telling you, don't screw this up. And if you guys are ugly, that's even better news. You don't even have to be alarmed, because the studies are totally in your favor. I have this little book in front of me called Pickups and Come-Ons that I provide in my lobby for my male clientele to get back in the game. It says, ugly men rock. Don't hesitate to pick up on a beautiful woman if you lack in looks or money. The hotties flock to the naughties, thanks in part to genetic percentages. There are simply more stunning women than handsome men. A study in the Journal of Theoretical Biology submits that attractive parents are 36% more likely to give birth to girls, statistically increasing the number of beautiful women. Step it up to the plate, gentlemen. No woman is out of your league. 36% more likely to make a hot chick. Thank God, because, you know, we can't tolerate a bad-looking woman. Goodness. But seriously, you guys, Valentine's Day. Don't mess this up. And I'm going to do some pickup lines for you guys in case you totally suck and need assistance. I have that for you. But first, let's take a call from James and see if James would like to participate in today's competition and tell us a story about a bad gift that he's received or given. James.
How you doing, Marilyn?
I'm good. What's going on? Bad gift given or received? Do we have to, you know, dog you for being a bad gift giver? Or are you the victim?
No, not necessarily. I had actually changed my story after hearing the lovely, perfectly twisted story about the mother-in-law in the first caller.
It is totally hard, but please tell me that wasn't your mom or your girlfriend that
no,
she was speaking of.
No, but it did change my story in my phone call. So.
All right, do it, James. Go spontaneous on me. Impromptu.
In the first several years of my marriage, I used to have to always deal with my mother-in-law calling me to tell me how sexy she thought I was.
You sound a little sexy.
She thought my voice was. Well, if it was just a voice, I'd be doing good.
Hey, fair enough. Fair enough. That's why I'm on the radio, buddy.
In the future, is that something that a guy brings to the attention of the relationship? Because now that I'm heading towards a divorce, that was always something that I wanted to confront.
Well, it's always fun to throw it out in the divorce, James. I mean, if she calls you ugly or something or says no girl's going to want you, I might throw that out in a divorce fight. I mean, it's over, so I may throw that in her face now. But in the actual attempt to keep a marriage sound, like, how white trash is this family? I mean, is mom a WT trailer crap mom that she hates anyway and, like, barely raised her? Because if you have nothing to lose there, then I doubt her. But if she's, like, a semi-decent mom, you know, and you don't really want to mess up their relationship or they're on fragile ground, then I'd be a little more careful.
Yeah, I'd say it's the latter more than the prior.
Okay. It's a tough call, honestly. I mean, it's a compliment to you, but if her mom's a MILF and, like, quite obviously looking hot for her age, it's probably something her daughter's aware of, that, like, her friends have always hit on her mom. Her mom's always flirted with her friends, and it would probably come as no news shocker. Is she a good-looking lady?
Yeah, she's not too bad-looking.
Then, honestly, you may have picked the wrong woman. Maybe you should go with story number one. But I would say nothing. I would have gone with say nothing in your circumstance. I think you made the right call. But in a divorce battle, you may want to throw it in her face just for the pleasure of it. I mean, I hate to, you know, make people evil, but do you guys have babies together? Make babies? Do you guys have babies together?
No, we don't.
Oh, yeah, definitely throw it in her face then. No harm, no foul, and it'll make you feel good for at least 13, 20 seconds, something like that.
Beautiful. And can I ask one quick question? Is it inappropriate to send Valentine's even though you have a pending divorce?
Heck no. Share the love. Share the love. This is America. And swingers are totally all the rage in Reno anyway. So even if you don't have a pending divorce, sharing couples and all that and Valentine's spread across the universe, pretty popular thing. So yeah,
awesome.
Get on that, James. Share the love. Thanks for calling.
Thank you. That was a great article, by the way. I appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. All right, so we're going to talk some pickup lines now for people that are stunted or just need some creativity. I stole these from this little book of postcards, so you can actually leave these on someone's window if you don't want to say them yourself. But one of them is, perhaps this weekend you'll let me blow on your neck with the gentleness of the finger vent on the ball return device at the bowling alley. Of course, that sort of stuff usually leads to sex. This is total bowling alley appropriate talk, you guys, because we have the world's bowling stadium in Reno, so we should be bowling lovers. Next, though our love for each other ranks in the upper echelons of emotional commitment, we must make a pact that we will never, ever, ever wear matching sweatsuits to theme parks. Yeah, seriously. And next, you want to come over tonight? We can push the twin beds together. We can plug in the applause sign over the headboard. We can break out the roll of protective furniture tarp. Yes? These are, like, sexual, okay? So I know what most people want on Valentine's Day, or men. It's sex. Okay, ladies, don't get all worked up about getting a creative gift. Just lay down and say hi, because that's a pickup line for dudes, okay? That's about as complicated as you need it to be. And then next we have tonight. Let's behave in ways that we think guidance counselors will want to hand out pamphlets, in ways that make mothers cover children's eyes, in ways that make neighbors pull up lawn chairs and hold up Olympic scorecards. In that way, okay? You get the idea. These are my little love tips for sex, but I have some really cool pickup lines for, like, specific things that we can plagiarize as well. But let's talk to Chris on line one and see if Chris wants to participate in our little competition. 823-1920 is the phone number for those of you listening and chickening out. $100 facial. All you have to do is get on the air and embarrass yourself a tenth as much as I embarrass myself all day long. And you could potentially win a facial. And all I'm getting for this is to give a facial. Okay? So, Chris, what's your story? Yeah. You going to participate? Worst gift given or received, buddy? Come on.
Well, I'd say it was probably the best gift coming from my end.
All right.
But as the receiver, depends.
Oh.
I look at it as flowers are going to die, chocolate's going to get eaten, and a carburetor lasts forever, right?
Well, except most cars are fuel injected these days. How do you like me now, Chris, going My Cousin Vinny on you, knowing a little bit something about cars, huh?
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
need buddy.
Fuel pumps too, right?
Yeah, you can give a fuel pump. Yeah, try to keep it modern, because if you still have a car with a carburetor in it, you're driving an El Camino.
Chrome plated. She could look at herself.
That's
women,
you know, chicks
love to
like
look
that.
At themselves, right?
They do. We like to think it's because you guys like to look at us. So lie to me. It's almost Valentine's Day, okay? But yeah, I'm thinking a carburetor might be down on the list of things chicks want. But if you had one of those, like, tool head, or what do they call them? Gearhead. Tailor chicks. Yeah,
yeah.
Then she might have been all over that, in which case you should have proposed, dude. Because if you find a chick that wants a carburetor, she is marriage material.
I think so. I thought that was a great gift.
I don't know, Chris. You might be in the running for the win. So stay on the line and let them collect your number. And thanks for participating.
Thanks.
All right. More pickup lines, you guys. And seriously, some of these are so funny. So I'm going to go with the rude ones, because sometimes you just have to be rude, because chicks are jerks. And if you make them think for 1 second that they're not as hot as they think they are, sometimes you're more intriguing to them because their egos are so big. So here's some casting barbs category ones. Can I buy you a drink, or do you just want the money? Yeah, that's right. And I might say yes because I'm allergic to alcohol, but whatever. I know a great way you can lose some weight. Yeah, calling a chick fat to get laid, totally bad move. But again, I'm told that these kind of tricks might work. You look better from across the room, but now that I'm here, I might as well talk to you. Nice. Beauty is only a light switch away. And next, you're ugly, but you intrigue me. Mm-hmm. Boys, seriously, try it. Just spice it up a little with some rudeness. I just think it's interesting. And if not, if you happen to be rich, then flaunt it, because at least you'll get laid by a gold digger. I mean, it's one night we're talking about, you guys, Valentine's Day, okay? So here's some, I'm really rich, and I'm going to shove it in your face. My yacht's only 40 feet long, but I've got a hell of a personality. Mm. Have you ever made love on a pile of money? And lastly, your eyes are the exact same color as my Bentley. Mm-hmm. Really subtle. How do you guys like that? Lastly, Valentine's Day is totally not just for the young. Oldies need it too, you guys. Seriously, in the retirement home, you got nothing going on. You should go on a date to the cafeteria. So here are some ones for oldies. And I'm not kidding, like super old, you know. I'm like 75, 80 and up. So have you ever made love on a motorized scooter? Sweet. You'd be amazed by what I can do without my dentures. Sick. That one's awesome. And I think Mustang Ranch may want to consider hiring maybe the 80 and up crowd. Although some of the meth chicks, but they don't druggies. Some of the meth chicks are pretty nasty with their lack of teeth. So anyway, those are some nasty ones that you guys can use. And we're going to talk to Joe on line one and see if Joe wants to participate in the competition. Joe, best story of worst gift given or received. Hit me.
Okay. I had two little toddlers and an infant, and my husband got up in the morning and said, I'll be right back with your gift, and didn't come home all day, didn't come home half the night. And when he did finally get home from Reno, he had spent the mortgage payment, all the bill money, everything, and brought home this crappy little grocery store azalea.
Oh, Joe, seriously.
Tough day.
I know. I'm thinking that it might have been a gift, though, to you that he was gone all day, because the guy sounds like an ass. Are you guys still married?
No.
Oh,
no.
That's what I like to hear.
The azalea still blooms. It's in my parents' yard, but
Nice.
Yeah.
But he doesn't.
That's the beginning of the end.
Total jerk. Where do you live? How far away is it from Reno?
An hour.
Oh, okay. Nice. Well, stay on the line and let him get your phone number, and maybe you'll win a facial, because it's always nice to be pampered by someone that's not a jack off.
I need it.
Definitely.
Love your show.
Okay, thank you so much. 823-1920, you guys. The competition's still going. It's after the third break that we're going to announce the winner. And we're about to take our second break, so time's running out, you guys. I gave you these pickup lines, and if you're busy using them and can't call in, I totally understand. But just in case you don't want to use them, or you feel like even though I gave you guys the out card, if you're ugly, you're still scared, being single is totally in. So Oprah just did a review on the 100 things that are improving. And guess what? Number 56 is, people, being single. The skies have never been friendlier if you're flying solo, with people living alone now making up more than a quarter of the U.S. And the best part about this, you guys, is the websites for every conceivable adult toy. Battery-operated companionship is more plentiful than ever. When the sex shop Babeland opened in 1993, they offered 25 types of vibrators. Today, there are 170. So being single is totally fine. So don't even use the pickup lines. Get your ass to Babeland and or those dirty websites. So be careful. They totally bring you viruses. But I guess doing it live can give you a virus too. We're going to a break, and you'll hear a word from our sponsors when we get back. Let's have you guys call in 823-1920.
Talk radio that's live and local, and not so much with a negative. Refreshing, huh? Join Panama weekdays from 9 to noon on 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality, and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.com.
I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Motor Transport Association. Trucks provide us with over 90% of our daily goods. Without trucks, we'd all be starving and naked. The trucks of today are safer than they ever have been. However, one of the biggest hazards on our roads concerning trucks is the no zone. Here's a good rule. If you can't see the driver's face in the truck's side view mirror, they can't see you. Also, trucks need nearly twice the time and room to stop as cars do, so don't cut in front too soon after passing. Look for the whole front of the truck in your rearview mirror before pulling in front. Then, don't slow down. The Nevada Motor Transport Association and Nevada's professional truck drivers are committed to making our roadways safer. Although drivers make many important stops during the day, delivering medicine to our hospitals, food and clothing to our stores, and munitions to our armed forces, they are just like you. Because the last stop of the day is the most important stop, when we all arrive safe at home.
For more information on trucks and their contribution to safer roads, visit our website at nmta.com.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. Hands can do incredible things, but nothing compares to using them to help save a life. For more information on this latest method of CPR, visit handsonlycpr.org today. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
When you're ready to plan something great, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. That's why we've created My Savings Plan, an online tool that comes free with a Wells Fargo savings account. With My Savings Plan, you can plan, set, and monitor your savings goals. You can also set up automatic transfers from your Wells Fargo checking account into your savings account. So plan your way to a brighter tomorrow. Call, click, or stop by today and talk with a Wells Fargo banker about My Savings Plan. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
The new home for the Bill Handel Show, 1270 The Buzz.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, 823-1920, and we are taking some more callers on our competition. Tell us your best story of your worst Valentine's Day gift given or received. So if you're getting a lot of victims for receiving bad gifts, I want you boys to call and out yourselves for the worst gift you've given, because I want to know if you knew it and you just didn't care and you thought you'd get laid anyway, because I want to beat up on you a little. I've had it. All right, let's talk to Shannon and see what the worst gift she has given or received has been. Shannon, before you ask or answer that question, how long has it been since your last bikini wax or trim? Cosmo wants to know. How long has it been?
Ooh, actually, I wax myself, and it's been, well, it's been probably about a month.
Dude, there's no reason to neglect it that long when you do it yourself, girl. Come on now.
I know.
Get down there and landscape, because I'm thinking that could be, in fact, related to the competition. What is your story that you're going to share with us?
Well, maybe it does go hand in hand with what I'm about to say. Actually,
see?
I don't have a story, but I need some advice.
Okay, all right.
I think you might be able to help.
Okay.
So I've been with this guy for about 8 months.
Okay.
And he totally digs me. I just, to be honest, I don't even want to spend this Valentine's Day with him. I'm over it.
Whoa.
So what do I do? Do I have to give a gift? I want to break up with him.
He's a boy, okay, so who cares? But do you, like, find him at all physically appealing and he's just a mental, like, waste of space? Or which is it? Which repulses you more, mental or physical?
It's a little of both, I'd say, now. You know, I'm over it, so.
All right, I was going to say a BJ, but all right. God,
no,
I would get
I have no desire.
I would tell them you're on your period. You know, boys are still squeamish even when they're adults. And so nothing grosses a boy out like a girl problem. And if you want to really gross him out, maybe he'll dump you. I'd say you may have a venereal disease that just flared off. No? All right. Because I was thinking that would have definitely done it. Maybe you should just break up with him on Valentine's Day. He's a boy. They're not romantic. Burn him. Who cares? It's chicks that hold on.
Isn't that horrible to do?
If you're a boy, I won't let guys do it to girls. But girls doing it to guys, like, they care about Valentine's Day.
You don't think I should wait a week?
No. God, no. Not when you're the chick. They don't care. They give that speech that it's a Hallmark holiday. Show them what kind of Hallmark holiday is. Get them one of those cards that says, like, it's over. You're a loser. Save your money and move on. Yeah. Okay. Dump him. That's my advice to you.
All right.
Thanks for calling. Let's talk to Kristen. Kristen, how long has it been since you've waxed your bikini?
Oh, don't ask. That's bad.
All right. We're on the radio. No one can see, girl. It's between me and you.
It's been a year.
Oh, are you a dirty hippie?
No, I'm a shaver.
Oh, all right. Thank God. You should say that up front. Don't let me lure you into looking like, you know, Don King Bush when, in fact, you're actually a shaver. Holy cow. I thought we were like Jackson 6 right here on the phone. All right, Kristen, what's your story?
I just wanted to tell you a really crappy Valentine's gift that I got.
Hook me up, because we're having a competition.
Okay, all right. I don't know if I'm going to win, but you could appreciate the stupidness. I got office supplies that were Valentine colored. So he really actually tried.
Is he a fag?
What?
Is he a fag? I mean, what kind of guy thinks like that?
He broke up, so that's what I assume of all men who break up with me.
Oh, totally. You know what we call those? The spatula. The last chick that was the dude that flipped him to the other side to Gayland. You're totally a spatula. Which is okay. I mean, there's worse things.
Maybe if I waxed more, I wouldn't have that title.
Hey, shaving counts, Kristen. Don't do that to yourself. Oh, all right. Office supplies suck. And here's the thing. If you're going to be with a Metro guy, like, the reason they're worthwhile is because they're well-groomed, not because they give you stupid Valentine's Day office supplies. That sounds like a secretary I had working for me. Kind of scary. All right. Well, thanks. Stay on the line and give your number so we have your contact information for the $100 facial. Appreciate it.
Okay.
All right, you guys, 823-1920. The competition's in an uproar. We've got some serious contenders now, but that doesn't mean you guys can't call and share your story. It's fun, if nothing else. And seriously, $100 facial for fine baby butt skin? Nice. This is the Marilyn York Show on 1270 The Buzz, and we are talking about Valentine's Day, the good, the bad, and the ugly. So I'm going to talk about the fact that you might be broke, like most people are in this economy, and that doesn't mean you can't give a gift, because number 77 on Oprah's Things That Are Getting Better list is affordable good wine, people. And apparently there are two companies, Hess and Venti, W-E-N-T-E, Wente, are offering complex varieties that are not excruciatingly expensive, $15 a bottle. And the good news is that after like the third glass, isn't it, people can't taste wine anyway, and hopefully she'll be hammered enough to sleep with you, even if you're one of the ugly guys we talked about earlier. So you don't have to spend a bunch of money. And so, guys, here's another tip for you. Like, dates that you guys want to take your guys on, let's do something active. Cosmo just did a poll on having a basketball date with him and playing a game of horse. Like I already talked about, my husband's playing on the tombstone. Every time he pisses me off, I add a letter of his name to the tombstone. So yeah, he told me he wanted his name to be supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, so he had more time. And yesterday I was like, oh, that'll get you through what, 24 hours with your moves? So then what? Yeah. Anyway, so basketball date is a good idea, according to Cosmo. And girls, if you want to turn your dude on, you have two options. Again, Cosmopolitan, our favorite source. Super vampy chicks. Why is he so turned on by them? And you wearing his clothes. You know that move, like you wear his dress shirt around because you can't get enough of him and his yummin' smell. This only works if you have good legs. I have crap legs, and so like cellulitis underneath a man shirt is actually not a hot look for me. So I'm going to go with wearing his pants because I'm way better up top. Although since we all learned about my tatties last weekend with the plastic surgeon, nobody's probably very excited about that either. But maybe my husband will fall for it. Super vampy tricks. Chicks means look like a tramp. Sometimes a guy just doesn't want to have to work very hard for it. And if he knows up front that the woman won't be inhibited so much, the better. Look like a whore. Okay, that's what that says. Let's talk to Jose on line one. Jose, are you manscaping downstairs since we're talking about trimming for girls? Let's return the favor. Jose, when's the last time you manscaped?
But I just want to tell you, I love your show.
Thank you.
It's a cool thing, man.
Thank you.
See ya. You have a good day.
That's it? Jose wouldn't even...
I love your show. I just want to listen more.
No, that's a perfect, but still, no Manscaped answer, nothing? You're not going to, like, tell me if you carved a heart in it?
Of course I do. I don't want to look like Bigfoot. No.
Nice. That's my guy. So no stories for us on bad gifts given, Jose?
No, I just want to say I just love your show.
Well, thank you. All right. Bye. Keep calling in and keep listening, Jose.
Most definitely.
All right. So we have more tips here, people. So gifts for boys, one of the things I tried to do and be a romantic hero when I met my husband was I rented a cabin at Spooner Lake and you can snowshoe to him. This seemed like a brilliant plan. And then he shot me up. Yeah, got me pregnant. And by the time the date rolled around, President's Day weekend, this very weekend, several years back, I was a fat pregnant cow. I'm talking 7 months pregnant, snowshoeing like a mile or two up the Death Canyon with a backpack on. So I'm basically front and back, backpack on the back, backpack on the front. Husband trying to be this romantic hero, big fat pregnant cow, looking real good on my ski pants. So I sport through it because it was expensive and it took a year to get those reservations and made my man carry my stuff, at which he whined. Okay, I point out I'm carrying this giant love child and he's got the nerve to whine and I totally beat him. And we get up there and it's like this 300 square foot tiny little cabin and we have to sleep up in the top bunk with my giant belly and use a compost toilet. I'm not a hippie, so this was a little bit lacking. And then my man proceeds to pee off the deck for me for a romantic gesture. Like, that's composting. I won't give you the rest of the details, but let's just say I've had better weekends, but it made a memory. So we have some other ideas for you guys that want to propose. Women always say, don't propose on Valentine's Day. It's too cliche. These chicks are ridiculous. If a dude wants to propose, don't screw it up, ladies. Who cares when? If they can remember a date, they can double an anniversary. Give them a handicap. No woman is going to say no to the sparkler, okay? Don't listen to their crap. If you want to propose on Valentine's Day so you can remember your anniversary, do it. When we come back from the break, we're going to have more competition callers, 823-1920. Call in for the competition, and we're going to talk about the most romantic proposals. Good gifts, bad gifts, and I mean bad gifts. Now a word from our sponsors, maybe with some good gifts.
Live and local talk with someone that knows Northern Nevada. Corey Farley takes you home weekdays at 4 on 1270 The Buzz.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
Hey, Dan.
Hello, John. What are you doing here?
Just checking out your latest project. Wow, looks great. My old foreman, turning out to be a big shot contractor.
Yeah, I tell you though, this construction industry sure has changed.
Tell me about it.
You're doing well. What's your secret?
No secrets. Although I'll tell you something. The smartest thing I did was sign up with Pro Group Management.
Really? Yeah, they do workers' comp, right?
Yeah, their services are great. Safety training, claim seminars, and... oh, if there's an accident, they'll do drug testing. They really work hard for you.
Hmm.
And get this, they saved me 30%. I've heard they saved others 50%.
That works for me.
Call Pro Group at 887-2480. That's 887-2480. Or visit us at www.saveoncomp.com. Pro Group Management. Finally, workers' comp that works for you.
Hey, Stan, are you having a bad day?
You know what, Jerry? Every day seems like a bad day.
I was feeling the same way, but then I started taking North Star Resort.
Yeah, I've heard about it, but It's not for everyone, is it?
Well, I'm no doctor, Stan, but North Star Resort does have something for everybody. 400 new acres of slopes, world-class tree skiing.
There's no way I can ski with this hip.
No problem. They have the best après ski scene in Tahoe, with new restaurants and bars, shopping, ice skating, and cozy fire pits.
Huh, you know what? That does sound like a good day.
There you go, buddy.
North Star Resort. A good day. North Star Resort is for everyone. May cause an increased appetite for s'mores. Decreased productivity at work is normal. Do not take if allergic to fresh powder. Be sure to tell your partner that you are taking North Star. Some users experience outbreaks of jibs, kickers, pipes, and rails. Ask your lift operator if North Star is right for you.
Ski or ride North Star Resort for less than $63 per day with a North Star Quad Pack. Valid any 4 days, including weekends and President's Holiday. NorthStarTahoe.com.
1270 The Buzz.
Time to myself. Haven't even tried to find somebody else. When you told me you were leaving, you know it almost came as good news. It may sound funny, but it's true.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, guys, and it's time to announce our winner for our competition for the facial. But you can still call the rest of the show, 823-1920, with your good stories if you want to share, or questions, or tips for the big Valentine's. I have chosen the winner as Joe, who called with her children, whose husband spent their mortgage money instead of getting her a gift, and then got her an azalea, because the azalea is still blooming and the husband is gone. Anyone with kids needs a facial. So, Joe, you are our winner. Thanks for participating, and we have your number. We'll contact you and tell you how to get your gift certificate, and I hope you enjoy it. Okay, you guys, back to the romantic proposal, as I promise. So, Heidi Klum and Seal is listed in Glamour as one of the top proposals because apparently he had a custom-made igloo for her, filled it with flower petals and champagne, and offered his beloved a massive rock. All right, yeah, hard to compete with that. You guys can't do that. It's okay. That doesn't mean you should be deterred. And then number six on the most romantic proposals is Melissa Etheridge and Tammy Lynn Michaels. The love-struck singer went traditional for one of the first high-profile lesbian engagements, getting on one knee to give actress Michaels a custom-designed ring. Oh my God, seriously, how refreshing. Another butch chick that wants to act like a dude and gets on her knees. Like, I can't figure this out. I need some lesbians to start calling in. I thought the whole point of being a lesbian was to be cooler than a stupid boy. If you want to act just like a dude without the equipment, I'm seriously lost and confused. It's not romantic. You're being butch, and that's stupid. Okay, that's my opinion on that. Here's some other tips, you guys. Here's a way to look better naked. And if you have a chick that's nasty and you need to, like, try to get romantic for the holiday, or a chick that's shy that's not nasty, let's turn on the lights and get some amber lighting. Because according to InStyle magazine, amber lighting casts a skin in a warm, rosy glow that's more flattering for everyone. So take your bedside lamps and put the amber glow on so that you can get your nakey-nakey on. Okay, bad. We are about to get to bad, you guys, and they are so bad. But before we do, laser hair removal. Speaking of landscaping, and we are, do some laser hair removal for your man, okay? Get some permanent removal. It makes it so much easier. I have, I'll vouch for it personally. It hurts like a mofo, though. But later, the benefits are amazing. Dumping your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or whatever, not actually classy, except for in the case of our earlier caller, because I totally told her to do it. But men, I will not file for divorce on it, and it's Sunday, so that works out because courthouse is closed. But Monday is a holiday, so Tuesday, we're game on, baby. Dump away. Do it on the day. It's just tacky. I have done a few divorces on Valentine's Day, though, and it was hilarious because it was started long before, and they all thought it was brilliant. Okay, here's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of, you guys. Walgreens is offering a personal shopper for Valentine's Day. Suck-ass Walgreens. Seriously. Here's my only thought, though. If they open up the pharmacy and, like, don't require a script that day, and you can get your lady some Xanax or something, this is actually brilliant. But I doubt that's going to be like going to Mexico on us and letting you do that, because she might be pleasant for the day and actually worth being around if you Xanax her, or you might be pleasant, better yet. So otherwise, it's the dumbest thing next to those disgusting bouquets of fruit. What do they call them? Edible arrangements. How much preservatives do you have to put on fruit to let it sit there for hours and days on end? I'm actually looking at one right now for inspiration. And there's like grapes on a stick. That's like anal beads. It's like X-rated fruit. Chocolate dipped bananas and like fruit pasties for your boobs. That's the only way that this is going to have any worthwhileness for me. Otherwise, disgusting. And they're not cute. They're like, they're so beautiful. No, not cute at all. And totally cheap, by the way. Weight loss manipulative gifts. Those are not good, you guys. Seriously. If you get like Weight Watchers for your girlfriend, it's not subtle. Okay, but seriously, the worst gift I've ever seen is called labia rouge. I'm not kidding, you guys. This is really my new pink button. It's a dye for your lady parts designed by a female certified paramedical esthetician after she discovered her own genital color lost. Oh my God, seriously? I thought that my crotch drying up like a prune was the worst thing I had to worry about when I get old. Now I find out that my lady parts are going to lose color too, and I'm supposed to rouge them up. It's a dye for your lady parts. I'm not making this up, you guys. You can Google this. My new pink button. It's lipstick for your... Yeah, disgusting. And it comes in different colors. And they actually had facts, like a questions series for the website that said, like, can these be used on nipples and male genitals? And they said, yes. At least males are finally equal, because apparently they're losing color in their dipstick, too. But back to the hoo-ha handbook from Cosmo that I love to reference because it's so awesome. Apparently, lady parts come in all different colors, including purple. So there's no need to be alarmed. And that reminds me, we had an internet question, which I want to address. Somebody asked on the internet, what do you think of dating another man before my divorce is finalized? My soon-to-be ex-husband and I are still living together, but I signed up for an online dating service and would like to get back into the game right away. My answer is go for it, because, again, referencing the hoo-ha handbook, it won't stretch out. Number five, relax. A well-hung guy won't stretch it out. So that means multiple partners, including your husband, because you're probably still getting it from him. Totally won't stretch it out. And it benefits from regular exercise, number seven. So again, multiple partners is totally good for the hoo-ha, according to the Cosmo Hoo-Ha Handbook. I actually have a sweet sentiment I'm going to read that came on the internet. And so that is another little nice note, because Valentine's Day isn't just being about your lovers. It's about sweet love and your kids, too. This is the worst date story on the internet. When I was in college, a sorority sister of mine fixed me up with a CPA. It was a rainy night in Cincinnati, and Mr. CPA proceeded to hold his large black umbrella over his head only and allowed me to get very wet in a red wool dress that then smelled like a wet dog for the rest of the evening. The date went okay, and at the end of the evening, Mr. CPA explained that he wanted to marry me. He explained that I had a lot of the qualifications he was looking for in a wife. I would soon have my college degree, I was intelligent, I was pretty, and I was in a sorority. All these attributes would help him climb the ladder in a new accounting firm. What a genius. Luckily, I chose to run, because of course, had I married him, Marilyn, me, would never have been born. Happy Valentine's Day, daughter Marilyn. Love, Mom. I just want you guys to know how rare this is that my mom went all emotional on air, even. She's totally German, like borderline autistic in showing her love in the actual direct sense. So that's why I had to read this on air, but I love you too, Mommy. So anyway, don't forget to shower your kids with love, even if they're embarrassing you on the internet or the radio, as the case may be for me at this moment. Okay, super bad idea, you guys. Last tip of the day. Don't shave your girl hair into the shape of a heart and dye it pink. I've actually had a bored moment in my time where I, you know, bleached my down there nether region because I was bored, and it burns like fire. And then you're out of commission. So that's bad. And unless you look like a supermodel, there's no reason to draw attention to that area with a ridiculous pink heart on your bush. I mean, it's just weird. So that's a super bad one. One more good idea for those swingers out there, because according to anthropologists on The Taboo Show, only 85% of couples even believe in monogamy. That's married couples, okay? So that means 15% are open, like, hey, we're swingers. Get your butts to the Mustang Ranch for little couples love Valentine's Day thing. You can learn some tips and tricks. Next week, you guys, tune in, because we're doing a series on cheaters, and we have a private investigator Kenneth Peel coming on, and we also have the spy shop guy locally coming on to show us the gadgets to catch your dirty cheating soon-to-be ex. So tune in the Marilyn York Show, And also check us out on the web and Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.